In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. First of all, happy Valentine's Day. I hope our hearts aren't frozen with all of this cold weather. And I commend you for coming and braving it. On my outside thermometer, I was driving in, it said -8. John told me he said -9, so I'll buy -9. I'm commending you also because I think it's germane to this morning's gospel. We see our Lord go into the district of Tyre and Sidon, which is north of Galilee, and he beholds a Canaanite woman, not even a Hebrew woman. And she is a mother, and she has a daughter severely possessed by a demon. And you know the love of a mother for her child, and it is the strongest, probably, power in the universe. And so she comes with great faith to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, having heard of his miraculous powers. And she cries out, "Have mercy on me, Son of David," and she explains about her daughter. But Jesus doesn't even answer her a word. And I ask you, how many times have you said, "Lord, have mercy," and then tell the Lord whatever you have burdening your heart, a struggle in your own life, or a prayer offered on behalf of someone else? And all you hear is silence. And you wonder, "Lord, are you listening? Do you hear my plea? Is this one way or is this a dialogue?" Now, up here, we might be saying theologically, well, of course God listens. Of course he's there. He loves me. But here, silence. Hello. So this Canaanite woman is experiencing the same thing, except that she is physically in his presence. There is no doubt that he is silent. And the disciples turn to the master and they beg him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." And he answers them, "In her hearing, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So not only does she hear silence to her prayer, but she encounters resistance from the very followers of Jesus Christ. It's as if in our own prayer life, we hear silence, and then we are occupied by potential distractions that take us away from being persistent in prayer. Maybe it's a thought. What do I have to do today? What's important? Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Maybe it's sounds in the house, children, spouse, the TV, the radio. It could be anything. It's not just the disciples saying, "Send her away." It's the worries and the cares and the distractions of the world all around us. And she comes not being denied. I want you to think about this. First, silence. Secondly, the disciples say, "Send her away, Master. She's crying after us." Third, Jesus says, "I have only been sent to the house of Israel, and she is not of the house of Israel." None of that stopped her from beseeching the Lord. Why? For two reasons. Her need was great, and secondly, her faith was great. Remember last week, the parable of the talents? And there were three servants. One received five, one received two, one received one. The one who received one had a very wrong idea about who God was. I know you to be a hard taskmaster, reaping where you have not sown. Wrong. Well, this Canaanite woman, not of the house of Israel, not a beneficiary of the law and the prophets and the Old Testament and the Old Covenant, but she knows in her heart that he loves her. She knows in her heart that he loves her daughter. And so she comes and she kneels before him saying, in a sense, despite all that has gone before, I am persisting in saying, help me, have mercy on me, pay attention to my plea. And then he really tests her. Listen to this one. It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Okay, it's as if he is the master sitting at the table, and around him he has all of his children and his invited guests. And he's saying, when I have all these people sitting at the table, it's not fair for me to throw scraps to the dog, like you are a dog, not sitting at my table. Then she goes, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table, even if I get a scrap, something that is extra, left over. It is enough. Your scraps, Lord, are my treasure. And then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter at that moment was healed instantly. So there's a lot that we can take away from this encounter. The woman's faith. The woman's humility, Christ testing her in her humility and her faith. But the thing that I would want you to take away more than anything is her persistence in prayer. Jesus promises us that if we knock, he will answer. If we ask, he will answer and hear. He promises us that he loves us and that he listens to us. Even in the face of silence, even in the face of all kinds of things that might fight against us. Do you know that prayer is so powerful in uniting us to God and he uniting us to him and him to us, that the devil is willing to do anything to keep you from praying? That the world is so filled with distractions and bombarding us constantly with things to take us away from being present in the moment, attentive, and faithful to God. This also is an enemy of prayer. And this particular passage is saying, no matter what, persist. Overcome all of that. Continue to fall at the feet of Christ and ask again and again and again. He is listening, but he may be testing our faith. He may be testing how much we believe and how much we want him to do something that we know is according to his will. She knows that this request is according to God's will, and so there's nothing that will deter her. I have read in the lives of saints how bold they were before the Lord because they knew God and they knew what they were asking was according to his character, according to his will. And they would beseech him with the boldness of someone who is intimate with the one they are asking. So, my dear brothers and sisters, do not give up easily. A person who pushes through all of that is a person who is dearly beloved and a friend of God. and he will give you what your heart desires if it is according to his will. The normal human being stops at the first barriers, but a saint, a dear one to God, pushes through. Let us be imitators of all those who surround us and cheer us on and push through in persistence. Amen.